You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today we are back talking a little bit more about the transfer portal. And then there were three. We're going to talk about the edge rusher position slash buck for Auburn University in the absence or in the departure of Brenton Williams to the transfer portal. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here. War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Wednesday, April the 17th. You got Ike Jones in here talking some Auburn football. Hopefully everyone is having a great hump day morning or whatever time you're watching this. And let's get in here and talk about it a little bit. Please share the content out there with somebody on social media, whether you're listening to this on podcast or watching it on YouTube. Definitely appreciate everybody who continues to support the War Report in that very free manner of sharing. Let's get more people involved in these conversations so that we can hear about the pulse of the fanship about all of these things. Y'all seriously do not come here to listen to me talk. You come here for a topic that you can give your opinions on, and I want to hear those opinions. I'm just here to present some facts for you. But we're talking about edge rushers slash the buck position for Auburn. Only three guys left in that room now with the departure of Brenton Williams, who left. He was the first casualty of the transfer portal exiting. First name that got mentioned or, excuse me, got submitted to the transfer portal that is officially in there right now. As I said yesterday when I talked about the topic that, you know, that was at that point in time, and it wasn't very long after that Brenton Williams was announced that he was entering the transfer portal. Not one that I expected, considering how slim that room is and how much availability there is for a guy to be able to step up in there and get some playing time. But going to be interesting to see what Coach Hugh Freeze and company decide to do to be able to supplement that loss of Brenton Williams. Now, he isn't a guy that had played a lot of snaps, redshirt freshman coming into the season, but he's a local guy. He's an Opelika guy, and I think that there are a lot of people who just wanted to see the hometown guy be able to get in there and make some differences in that room. Again, especially considering there was a lot of availability of playing times and snaps. So good luck to Brenton Williams wherever he decides to go, and hopefully he'll be able to get out there and make a name for himself wherever he lands. But Coach Josh Aldridge, now in his first season coaching outside linebacker, has some things that he needs to do. Now, Jalen McLeod is absolutely the standout from that room and the guy that you're going to expect to be able to get the vast majority of the snaps. But you have seen some good things from your true freshman in Jamonte Waller. in that room as well. And then Joe Phillips is the other buck that's currently in the room now. He's not listed as a buck, but every time, you know, his name is brought up, Amaris Williams is a guy who looks like he can play that edge rusher position. So he's someone who could easily slide over into that spot. When you look at the composition of that room right now, you're talking about, again, Jalen McLeod at 6'1", 228, Joe Phillips at 6'2", 240, Jamonte Waller at 6'2", 247. And if you add in my guy Amaris Williams, you get 6'2", 253, which is why he's probably in the defensive line room more so in that book. He's just a bigger guy, but he definitely has some explosiveness off of the edge. So he will be able to go and play that position if Auburn so chooses to move him over in that direction. This, again, is another reason why I think the departure in the in January of Cam Riley not necessarily hurts Auburn, but definitely damages the depth, because Cam Riley is a guy that you expected to be able to slide over into that role and be available for you, a guy who's played a lot of snaps and does a good job of getting after the passer, has a lot of length and some speed off of the edge. So Auburn's got some work that needs to be done in order to fill out that room. We talked about yesterday the most pressing needs. Now, more than ever, that edge rusher position is one that you're going to need to be able to go out there and acquire some talent to be able to compete just for depth purposes. You know, listen, last year, Jalen McLeod did an admirable job. I mean, he is one of the better edge rushers, I believe, in the country, but definitely in the conference when healthy. And so you want to make sure that you have a guy that's going to be healthy. But, you know, on the outside chance that Jalen McLeod is either not healthy or you just don't want to play him too many snaps to be able to go out there after the pass rusher, you're going to be depending on true freshmen, right? Whether that is going to be Jamonte Waller, Joe Phillips, or if you're going to slide Amaris Williams over, all of them true freshmen that are going to be in that room behind him. So you don't have a ton of snaps and experience to be able to supplement what you have there with Jalen McLeod. Phenomenal, talented group, but not a lot of snaps and experience. So Auburn's going to need to be able to bolster that room a little bit in order to get to a place where you are feeling more comfortable with being able to play a lot of snaps over there. But let's just take a look now at some of the guys that are currently available in the transfer portal that could come over. Well, we'll say this. I took a look at the transfer portal rankings from 247. They have their transfer portal tracker, and just look at the top five guys and was able to kind of just break down what those guys currently have, as far as snaps, all those things. But let's take a look at the available guys. And this is, again, one of those things where I caution people, like, it's difficult to find guys that you know have a lot of experience and or their numbers aren't just going to jump off to you if they're in the transfer portal during this window 9 times out of 10. Now, that 10th time out of 10, you're going to find a person who is like, wow, that guy's in the transfer portal. What in the world happened? But that's not going to be the case typically for guys that you find during this transfer portal window. But I just took the top five as listed or as rated, excuse me, by 247. So this isn't my rating. This isn't the guys who I think, you know, and these guys aren't necessarily linked to Auburn, any of those things. Just looking at the availability of guys in the transfer portal that are listed as edge rushers, looking at the top five and looking at the numbers that they have available currently. Before I get over there into that, I do want to make sure that I give a quick shout out to the good folks over at the Rogue Shop who are making this morning drop available to you all. Make sure you head to rogueshop.com and use code REPORT when you do. Get you a little something off of your purchase at America's number one online dispensary. Make sure you use code REPORT once again. Sleep, stress, anxiety, pain relief, all available for you right there at Rogue Shop. Make sure you hit them up, rogueshop.com, and tell them the War Report sent you.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
But let's get over into the available edge rushers. Again, as reported or as shown in the transfer portal tracker by 247, The top five guys that are available, one of these guys is going to be very familiar on this list, but we'll start at number one, Nigelie Kelly, the edge rusher out of Miami. He has exhausted a few years of eligibility already. 314 snaps in his career. These are all career numbers for each of these young men. 8 total tackles, so not really a lot of productivity in 314 snaps. And 5 sacks, though. So I mean, he's able to get after the passer, a good pass rusher. His PFF run defense grade is 62.7. Going to need to be able to set the edge in the run game. So important stat for me to look at when I'm talking about guys that are going to be playing along the defensive front. And then his pressure rating, according to PFF, is 62.5. That would make him the 3rd highest rated as far as pressure rate or pressure stats, according to PFF, of the guys available there in within the top 5. The next guy you see here is the guy who I said, listen, he's familiar to Auburn because he was once at Auburn, transferred over to USC, and that's Romello Height. Now, I don't know if there's any chance that Romello Height would be a boomerang guy to come back. Completely different staff since he was at Auburn initially, but has the second most experience as far as number of snaps, 562 total snaps for Romello Height, 37 tackles in his 4 years of collegiate football so far. So again, not a high productivity guy as far as tackles are concerned. But again, I told you these numbers aren't going to jump out to you when you look at this stuff for guys that are going to be in the second portal window. 4 sacks would make him the 3rd highest sack guy. And then his PFF defensive his PFF run defense, one of the worst, actually, at 51.9, and then his pressure at 67.4. So PFF ranks him at 67.4. Pretty good, right? Like, all of these guys have decent numbers that are going to be here in this top 5 as far as what PFF grades them as a pressure or a pass rusher, their pass rush grades. Next is Jaquise Evans. He is from Western Kentucky. He has the absolute most experience. He is a senior. 1542 is the number of snaps that that young man has, with 70 tackles and 10 sacks in his 4 years at Western Kentucky. 68.4 is his run defense grade, and his pass rush grade is 77.5. As far as the numbers are concerned, he's the guy that has the most the most eye-popping stats, I guess you could say. Highest rated pass rusher and the best graded rush defender as well. Now, he is the only guy on this list that is not playing for a Power 5 school, though. But when you look at these guys, and I'll go back and kind of talk about them a little bit more and just kind of the measurables here in just a moment, but all of them have the size and athleticism that would be necessary to be able to play at a P5. But his stats are going to be, he's going to be the most experienced, and he's going to have the most, the highest graded guy. Next, you've got Christopher Ross, who is a Texas guy. So if Auburn were to go after him, this would be the 3rd player from Texas that would be on the roster. Redshirt sophomore. So 3 years in collegiate football, played in his last 2 most prominently, or he played a little bit his freshman season, played most of these snaps his 2nd year or his redshirt freshman year. So he'd be a rising redshirt sophomore. 55 total snaps, 2 tackles, no sacks on his career. And his rush defense grade, according to PFF, is 66.15 or 66.2. And then his pass rush grade is a 59.5. He probably is, in my opinion, now again, I haven't done any film evaluation of these guys, haven't gone back to look at any high school film, but just from looking at the numbers, probably the least, you know, most underwhelming of the guys on here. And then lastly, Anthony Jones from Indiana. He is going in his 3rd season, a redshirt sophomore, 314 snaps so far, and 8 tackles with no sacks. His rush defense grade is 52.95, and pass rush grade is a 52.8. Not great on the grading. I will say I took a look at some of his, just, you know, randomly as I was looking this stuff up, and I took a look at his measurables and some of his tape of him training, and he seems to be an outstanding athlete. So he's an interesting prospect right there, and was rated as one of the best guys available in the transfer portal. So that could be a bit of a hidden gem. But when I, again, looking at the room that Auburn has right now, and you look at the guys that are in that room as a edge pass rusher book, again, you've got 6'2", 247 in Jamonte Waller, 6'2", 240 Joe Phillips, 6'1", 228 for Jalen McLeod. And again, I'm going to throw Amaris Williams in here just because I think he could move over there, 6'2", 253 Again, he's a little bigger than you typically would want from a guy that's going to be in that room, but he definitely could play in that room. But then when you look at these guys that are in the transfer portal and you compare their size, again, all of them have comparable size. You start with the first guy on this list, and that's Nijalik Kelly, 6'5", 250, right? So he's a bigger kid, taller as far as that's concerned. Now, his size is still lean. I didn't mention this, but let me just go back and give this as a thought for those of you out there who care about what I think. I could potentially see a guy like Gage Keys, potentially. Like, I don't know that he's got the get off or the bend necessary. Could potentially see him sliding over that way as well, but that's a long shot. It would really more be like a thing where they would supplement and slide him over as necessary, not necessarily like if they wanted to present a bigger front on short yardage situations, not necessarily as a primary pass rusher, but somebody to play that buck position in certain packages. I could see that happening with Gage Keys. Anyway, let's continue down this list. But Nijalik Kelly, again, 6'5", 250. Next up, Romello Height. And, you know, again, Auburn fans know about him, 6'3", 230. The smallest of the guys as far as size is concerned, but definitely has quickness off the edge. Didn't really have an impressive time with Auburn, but was someone who people had high hopes for his ability to be a pass rusher. Just never really panned out in his Auburn career. Actually had his most productive year most recently, but His PFF grades, particularly against the run, had not been super impressive. And so he's a guy that's, you know, he's steadily improved in his collegiate career. So could be a boomerang situation there for Auburn. But again, that's not something that I have any intel on. Next is Jaquies Evans. That young man is 6'2", 250 pounds. So he is definitely a guy that fits the size profile of what you would want at the P5 level, despite the fact that he has not played Power 5 football. But came from Western Kentucky. Of course, you remember last season, offensive lineman came from Western Kentucky. So you've got some potentially some familiarity there. He would be someone who would have been at Western Kentucky when they played Auburn, so we'd have some tape to be able to evaluate on him if something like that were to happen. Christopher Ross, the Texas kid, 6'2", 255. And then Anthony Jones, 6'4", 255. So another taller guy. Again, I watched a little bit of stuff from Anthony Jones and I was impressed from him. But that's it, man. That's the total list of the top five guys. There are other guys that are available that are probably some sleepers on this list. And I'm interested to see what direction Auburn decides to go, because they absolutely need more depth in that room with the departure. Needed more depth with him, but absolutely needed now with the departure of Brenton Williams. But I want to hear what you all think. I'm sure you all are scouring the internet with all kinds of information, and let's bring it right here into the War of War conversation. How do you feel like Auburn's going to address the edge rusher need with the departure of Brenton Williams? Talk to me about it. If you have any comments, leave them right down there in the comment section. Love to hear that. But I'm going to get out of here. We will have plenty more to talk about as the transfer portal stuff continues to materialize. Before you all get out of here, make sure you're doing the necessary and like in this video, subscribe to the channel if you're here on YouTube. Make sure that you are getting your notifications on so you know when we're going to be dropping content, a lot more content coming for you. And if you're out there in the world of podcasts, leave us that 5-star review wherever you're listening to it. But we'll be back at you with a little more Auburn sports stuff tonight on the Midweek Rapport. But I appreciate you guys dropping in this morning. Until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop!